That one really builds. Good afternoon. Welcome back to another session of High Tidings with Eleanor Robinson. I am Eleanor Robinson, and you just heard Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker. I've got a lot of awesome songs coming up this afternoon, and I'm pretty excited about them. So, without further ado, I am going to start. But before I do, I just want to say that I said the word Googling about a million times my last show, so I'm going to try my best this show to not say that word at all. So, if you hear me say the word Googling, you have to take a sip of eggnog. All right. Anyway, here is Willie Nelson starting off the show with Pretty Paper.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk. Hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not, much too busy. Better hurry, my how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Thank you.
for blues. I know just what to do. Head down to Pomaloo. Say bye-bye. Aloha, winter swell blues.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
It happened one day at December's end, some neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with a thousand boughs of green. And old Conrad was sitting with face ashine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "My friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me, and he said, 'I'm coming, your guest to be.' So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kettle is shined, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear, and listen closely so I will hear his steps as he nears my humble place. And I open the door and I'll look on his face." Then his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision that he had had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all his clothes were ragged and worn. But old Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be cold and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and I have a coat to keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the dear Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. Then he heard another knock and he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black and a bundle of kindling piled on her back. But she asked only for a place to rest, a place that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while. It's Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. And after she had left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord had not come as he said he would. And Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood, when out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me, where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he could make this little girl glad. So he called her in and he wiped her tears and he quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. Then as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had all passed away. So he went to his room and he knelt down to pray and he said, "Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? I wanted so much your face to see." Then softly in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, I have kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor, 3 times I came to your lowly door. I was the beggar with bruised cold feet, I was the woman you gave something to eat, I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Johnny Cash. That was called The Christmas Guest, and it was from his classic Christmas album. Excuse me. 'Tis the season, and it is also flu season, so please don't forget to wash your hands. And it'll help everyone to have a much healthier holiday. Anyway, it's just past 3 o'clock, so I'd like to remind you that you're listening to your community radio, KFSK, broadcasting from 100.9 FM. I've got a lot that I'm trying to pack in, so I'm going to minimize the amount of talking that I'm doing. And I have been researching online to try to find some interesting facts. And let's see. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still looking for something interesting enough to say on the air. But to make up for my lack of facts, I will tell you my Christmas confession. And that is that I know I'm doing all these shows with all this Christmas music and it's super festive, but in my own house where I'm living, there is not one decoration, there is not a Christmas tree, there's zero Christmas there. And I've been staying at my sister's house, I've been watching my nephews, and it's like a little Christmas village there, so I guess I just have been using up all her Christmas spirit in her home or something, but there's none in mine where I'm living. So yeah, that's the facade. I'm like the Wizard of Oz, and this shows my Christmas curtain, and behind it, I'm just like a little Scrooge at home. But maybe not. Maybe this week I'll go home and I'll like bake gingerbread, and my house will smell like cinnamon and cloves, and I'll go out and get a tiny tree because, you know, I live alone, so it doesn't make sense to just get a huge tree since I'm pretty sure that I'm the owner of about 5 ornaments. So yeah, I'll just get a little Christmas shrub and I'll like put it on a coffee table, and it'll be great. It'll be festive. And you know, this show, I'm making up for my lack of spirit by sending out all these beautiful holiday tunes to every one of you in the community that's so kind to tune in and enjoy it. So anyway, that was a ramble. All right, we're going to get back to the show now. I've got, that was like an easy listening sort of beginning, and so we're going to take it up a notch now with some Mariah Carey. So enjoy.
Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, 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 ooh, yeah, yeah.
Christmas,
the snow's coming back.
Christmas,
I'm watching it fall.
Christmas,
lots of people around.
Let's go. getting cold outside. Now where I'm from, feeling like it's mid-July under the sun. My jacket don't get no love, no hats and no gloves, not even a chance to rain. But my baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hey, I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole, turning the heat into an ice cold holiday, made just for me and my baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. My baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hey, take me to the ice skating rink downtown.
No, 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 downtown.
Even though it's 100 degrees, gotta get out. Ain't no ice and no chills, no snowman to build. Most of our friends at the beach, but my baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hey, 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 I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole, turning the heat into an ice cold holiday, made just for me and my baby. Ooh, 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 ooh. My baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hey, hey, just imagine that we're laughing in my cabin, chilling by the fireside. Even though this sun is lasting, we can be wherever if we visualize. Hey, I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole, turning the heat into an ice cold holiday, made just for me and my baby. Ooh. Baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hey, hey, hey.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you might even say it glows. And all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. But then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa he came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Well, then how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. But Rudolph, he didn't go for that. He said, I see through your silly games. How can you look me in the face when only yesterday you called me names? And all of the other reindeers, man, well, they sure did feel ashamed. Rudolph, you know we're sorry. We're truly gonna try to change. From now on,
troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Thank you. father called to hear Elohai, Elohai,
Elohai, Netzor, Shonim, Elohai, Tzatai, Midaber, Mirma, Venim, Kalelai, Nafshi, Tidom, Venafshi, Kefa, Lakoti, Elohai, Elohai.
Who came on earth to top of the Nile hanging. Malafalum. A share kitchenu, the mitzvot of its Ivana. A hudlik ne'er shall Hanukkah. We like the candles for are ringing to the core. Old pagans knocking on the door. My nostril finger will succeed. No church for me, I have a nosebleed. Christmas morning, Christmas nights, Christmas tree and Christmas lights. Merry Christmas, world at war. Spill my brandy on the floor. Light the pudding, beat the drum. Down the chimney something comes. Christmas Eve and Boxing Day. Christmas carol, Christmas ray. Reverend Ellis Evans said to me, it's a lovely story, don't you see? That's all it is. Party seven in a mouthless tub. Says in the August, someone robbed the Christmas club. Gravy skin and fatty peas for those in peril on cities. Red faces tiptoe landing creeks. A myth dispelled by electricity. Pillowcase and woolly sock. Empty, lost and all but forgot. Christmas Hilda, Christmas Bill, Christmas Clive and Christmas Jill. Christmas now and Christmas still.
Okay, that was Christmas Carol, Christmas Ray by John Langford and Langford, sorry, and his Men of Gwent. And that is on an album, let me check, called 13 Days of Xmas. I've used actually a lot of songs from that album. It's just like a variety album of Christmas music, and excuse me, I'm losing my voice. I'm not talking that much this show to try to save it, because I think it sounds pretty rough. But I did just learn something cool while I was on Google, and try not to say that. I learned that an artificial Christmas tree would have to be reused for more than 20 years in order to be greener than buying a fresh cut tree annually. And at first I was like, what do they mean? Like the color, the shade that it would become or something of like the color green, but they actually mean eco-friendly. So in order to be more eco-friendly than buying a fresh cut tree or cutting your own tree, you would have to reuse your Christmas tree for more than 20 years. So if you're doing that, good job. You're being eco-friendly, reusing that Christmas tree. I feel like you should have to only buy one fake Christmas tree in a life. I mean, how long are these trees? What are their lifespan? You know, what's their expiration date? Because, I mean, aren't they plastic? Seems like they should last for as long as you need to celebrate Christmas. Let's see. Here is something cool. In Japan, people traditionally eat at KFC for Christmas dinner. Thanks to a successful marketing campaign 40 years ago, KFC is so popular that customers must place their Christmas orders 2 months in advance. Whoa. That's cool. I'm sure people in America eat at KFC on Christmas, too. Somewhere. That's really interesting. And let's see if I can find one more. My voice is just going. Yeah, that's the end of the list. So, cool Christmas information. I wish I could find more for you, but I really don't want to just like be on the mic like just hacking, sounding like Rick Sanchez when I could just be playing some beautiful holiday music. So I'm going to get right back to it. Here is another version of Jingle Bell Rock. I think I played Jingle Bell Rock like way back in the first show, but this is a different version. No repeats on High Tidings. I just want to let you guys know. There's been no repeats. Maybe it's the same song, but it's not the same version. And, you know, it usually doesn't sound that simple. Like, it sounds pretty different. Anyway, okay. Back to the music. And hopefully next week on Christmas. Christmas is next week. That is awesome. Oh, I'm so excited. Even though my house has no decorations or anything, and I haven't even tasted a candy cane yet, like, this show is as Christmassy as I'm being. I'm still so excited, and I hope everybody else is too. I hope this show's just, like, pumping you up even more. Because when I get into the studio and start doing this show, just listening to music, I definitely get this, like, whole recharge of just holiday spirit. And I leave KFSK, like, just sprinkling snowflakes behind me, and each step I hear little, like, jingle bells. Anyway, I need to stop talking and save my voice, but next week, big Christmas Day, the last High Tidings show. I hope you've liked it. It would be awesome if it, like, was something that you were looking forward to every Monday. I've gotten a lot of awesome compliments on the street. Thank you to everybody who has, said they liked the show. Excuse me, God. And I sound like I'm like an Oscar acceptance speech. Like, oh my God. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like trying to beat the music or something. But yes, thank you to everybody. Yeah, I really love doing this. Christmas is next week. Get your shopping done. Get your decorations up, because it's here. And tune in on Christmas Day. Throw on that radio, just as background noise. And at 2:30, I'll pop on there with some festive tunes. All right. Rogue Wave, Jingle Bell Rock.
Thank you. Christmas from the bottom sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
High Tidings. Thank you so much to Ellie Robinson for putting together that program of Christmas music for us and holiday cheer to swoop us through the month. It's a bright spot in the week, no doubt. We're about to hand things over to All Things Considered, but first wanted to mention a reminder to enter your house, business, church, neighborhood, or boat into the Chamber's Christmas Decorating Contest. You want to call and leave your name and street address or slip number on the Chamber's phone, 772-3636. The decorations judging will take place on Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. That's this Friday, the 22nd. And if you don't enter, then you can't be judged and you can't win. So if you've stepped up your game decorations-wise this year, then get your name on that list in the Chamber contest. Alrighty.